Grace Point Daily Podcast, live streaming. It's Jeremiah Johnson. Looking forward to giving you a word of encouragement today. Hopefully I don't get in as much trouble as the last podcast. Oh man, that whole tithing is gambling thing. Bad idea. Anyway, this is not my idea. Hey, daily encouragement for your daily walk with Christ. I am going to give a shout out to one of my deacons, Kevin Patterson. Let's see if he's listening to the podcast at all, because Kevin Patterson, I'm going to heap praise on you, not throw you under the bus. I'm going to give you praise. Here's the story is I was at college. That's why I haven't done one for a little while. I had like a week of intensive college for my master's degree, so haven't done a Grace Point Daily podcast for a little bit, but now I'm back at it. So anyway, I was at college. There's a fellow student there. He works at a church that Joplin Full Gospel, which is not far from here. It's 15, 20 minutes or whatever. Anyway, their church started using a new production software. To stay with the story, okay? Using a new production software that our church is using called Pro Presenter. I'm sure some of you use it. And anyway, he's like, hey, man, we're starting using Pro Presenter and I have some questions about it. And I was like, hey, I will get you in touch with my guy, Kevin Patterson, who does, you know, the presentation and some of our media stuff. He'll connect with you. Man, he'll help you out, all right? So then I talked to Kevin. I'm like, hey, Kevin, I told one of my buddies from college, my master's program, that he's going to reach out to you and he wants help. Please, you know, connect with him. So anyway, you know, I'm following up on that. And now I see him at class here like a month or two later. And I was like, hey, did Kevin ever follow up with you and help you through? He's like, oh yeah, man, he came and, you know, helped us out. It was great. It was a great time. And I was like, whew, thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Kevin. Here's the point I want to make today. And the title is We Are Ambassadors of Christ. So in that little story right there, Kevin was my representative of me in that I trusted Kevin. I'm like, oh, Kevin, I want to connect you with my friend. And now I'm putting my name on you, meaning that if you bailed on him, if you never followed up with him, if you never interacted with him, now he's going to be like, well, I'm never going to trust Jeremiah again. If Pastor Jeremiah comes up to me and says, and I ask for help, and then he's like, oh yeah, I'll have someone reach out to you and blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm never going to believe he's going to do that, because the last time he said that, guy didn't follow up, blah, blah, blah. So hand clap for Kevin Patterson in that he was a very good representative of me. Now that individual's like, hey, you know what's going to happen? If he ever needs my help again, he's going to like, I'll reach out to Jeremiah, because maybe he doesn't know it, or he knows some people. And the last time I needed help, he had someone reach out to me. And so are you following what I'm getting at? Is that Kevin Patterson did a great job of being a good representative of me, our church, my name, and my ministry, in that he followed up, he was faithful, all those kind of things. And here's what I'm getting at, is that we are representatives of Jesus Christ. That is, Jesus chose to put his name on us. And he could have done all this himself or flushed it out a different way. It's just simply that he said, I choose to make you my ambassador. You are my representative. That is when you are going to represent me to this world, to the lost, to people that need me. When they see you, you are going to be a representative of who I am. And in that regards, it's pretty overwhelming responsibility, kind of scary to think about, right? And this is what the scripture says. It's just not my opinion. It's not just a little story that I use from, shout out to Kevin Patterson, okay? But I want to show you here. You can see it on the screen. It's a little bit small there, but in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, it says, therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. God has made us ambassadors for Christ. We are his representatives. And I like that. I don't see what version that is right there. Sorry, this different website. I Googled that verse. But God is making his appeal through us, that God is speaking through us. God is using us. Essentially, my own paraphrase version here is essentially kind of like God's like, hey, Jeremiah, there's a bunch of lost people that need me and need my name, and I'm going to send you to go tell them about me. You're my ambassador. That's what we are, and that is a holy, sacred responsibility. So the quick encouragement today is I want you to think about, you know, where you're at, the people that you interact with, you know, in workplace. You know, I was just at the school district here just a few minutes ago, our local area. I have a bunch of kids. I interact with on a daily basis, pastoring of a church, a lot of different people that I interact with from Monday to Sunday. And guess what? I'm an ambassador of Christ. That is, when they look at me, they're supposed to see Christ and that I'm supposed to be used of Christ. And if you want to get all technical, I'll bounce back over there again. Here's another one. Ambassador, an official envoy, a diplomatic agreement of the highest rank accredited to a foreign government or sovereign as a resident representative of his or her own government or sovereign or appointed for a special and often temporary diplomatic assignments. So, you know, all these words have meaning to us here today. We have an assignment from the Lord to preach the gospel. We are a resident of this world sent by God to be his representative. So why don't you just kind of kick back today and think about that a little bit. Think about that you're a representative, that you're an ambassador of Christ. I know it's like Ozark Christian College, shout out to you guys. I go there and Ozark Ambassadors, so good theme. I know in the Assemblies of God, if you talk to some old timers, they'll be like, I guess the youth department back in the day was called, we are Christ ambassadors. You know, I don't know the song, but anyway, it's a holy responsibility. And I want to challenge you with that today to go. And as you go into this world and you're interacting with people throughout your life, you are an ambassador. You are a representative. Represent him well. One more shout out to Kevin Patterson. Thank you for being a good representative, ambassador of Jeremiah Johnson, Grace Point Church. Good job. Grace Point Daily Podcast, like, share, and subscribe. I will talk to you guys next time.